yeah, do me. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, apparently it's like a woman's
You're
voice.
You're so hot. Oh, I'm coming now. Are you coming? Because I'm coming. This is so great. Tell you it's an easy thing when it's you and me. But don't shit when you eat, my friend. A little food and drink, nothing too fancy. Welcome back to
Shut the Fuck Up.
Well, she's ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I am back.
A podcast where we...
You forgot?
Hey. I got it. Take two. The podcast where we read news stories, talk shit, and keep it...
Strictly platonic.
I'm your host with the most, Mr. Old School.
The most what?
You figure it out. Host of the most, Mr. Old School, along with my platonic partner in crime. Her name is...
Charlie. I was going to say my real name.
My name is this. You can find me at this address.
Which address?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say the address.
I thought I was ready, but I'm so confused.
What the fuck? You still got like hangover from Portugal.
I do.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So you're back from Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Work vacation.
Yeah, work vacation. I went for a wedding and I ended up joining a workshop with a bunch of photographers. And
In Portugal. While you were doing the shoot.
While I was doing the shoot, I just ended up like going to a workshop and I photographed a bunch of couples with a bunch of people and learned a bit. And
cool.
It was fun.
Fun.
Yeah. I liked it. I came back all fucked up now. I want to go back.
Like permanently? You want to leave and just...
Yeah. Pretty much.
What? It's just the people there, the culture, the weather?
No, I think it's just a lack of responsibility.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, you just fucking wake up, do whatever.
Yeah.
Know.
It's fun to wake up. I was co-ed with other people, like three other girls. And it's fun to just wake up, have to do the same thing all together. You know, we all had to go photograph. We all had to go to class, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And it was just like, finally, my people.
Did you say that? Did you think that in that accent?
That my people.
My people.
You don't know.
You liked it because it was a nice change of pace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something different. Not the 9-to-5 monotony. Well, you would do a 9-to-5.
Not anymore.
You're done?
Yeah, I'm done. I came back at my bump self. You're lucky because 5 minutes, maybe not even 2 minutes before you came over, I was still in PJs. This is my PJ top. I came
hilarious.
Back to my... ghetto self of doing
nothing. In my
opinion,
as long as you got clothes on, I'm good. I'll walk in. As long as you're somewhat dressed, we're good. We're okay.
It happened once where Brooke was coming over for a podcast and Ontario was here at the time. And then she came in and I was like, she knew that she was like, she had to come in. Like she always just came into my house. And right. I was like, just stay there. I might be naked.
Oh,
and she's
shit.
Like, oh, God.
That's awesome. Well, usually happen too for wrestling. I'm always running late, cleaning up, whatever, preparing food. And I usually take a shower like last minute. So like, it seems every time Carp walks in, I'm walking out of the shower. So Carp
naked?
Was like, no, I have a towel.
Okay.
I know. I never walk around the house naked. I shower.
Really?
I shower with clothes on. There's no way.
I love walking around naked.
Hate it.
I for sure. The guys in the back. There's three guys that are relatively my age.
That must be loving the fact that you walk around.
For
naked.
For sure, they've seen me naked. For sure, because I have like window everywhere here in the kitchen.
And
so.
You don't close the windows when you walk around naked.
No, I always leave it open like that. Like that. You can look at it. You're allowed. See, I always leave it like that. And sometimes I'll come in and like either let my dogs out and I happen to be naked and then they're like smoking a cigarette on their balcony. I'm like, oops. Oh, well, fuck. Whatever. Okay. It's a body. What do you want me to do?
Hey.
I'm not ashamed. I try to hide, but I'm sure they've seen it.
Seen what? Seen
it.
Okay, that's let's
on
just
that
leave
note.
That there. So, yeah, you came back. You having fun?
Yeah.
I had my WrestleMania party.
Yeah. Did you have the popcorn machine, though?
I did not, though. No, because...
I wasn't there.
You weren't there.
Useless.
It would have been pointless.
Useless.
There's not huge popcorn fans. I did buy popcorn, not a machine for popcorn.
Who won WrestleMania?
Okay. Well, would you care? No, like...
Of course I care.
Okay. Roman Reigns?
I don't know.
You sold it, though. I was like, does she give a shit?
I do give a shit, though. I go to WrestleMania. It's been a couple of years ago.
But do you pay attention or you just come for the food?
No, I pay attention. Okay. Your food's not that good.
It's amazing. You miss some, well, you're a vegetarian, but chicken wings, amazing.
Really?
Yeah, everybody loved them.
Man,
10
vegetarian
pounds.
Sucks. 10 pounds?
No, hold on. I had 30 pounds, used about 18 or 17, 18 pounds.
Okay.
And they all went.
They all went.
They all went. Buffalo, homemade buffalo sauce.
How many people went?
13.
13. Yeah, 13, yeah. Wow. People showed up and everything.
But last year we had the big crowd. Thanks for sharing.
Ah, there
you go. That was a bit better.
Yeah, there was more people last year.
Yeah. Well, you in Ontario, there's a bunch of like random people.
Oh my God, already. I can't believe it. That means I knew Ontario last year. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think you knew him before that.
That's stupid. Yeah, it's been close to 2 years.
Yeah, we had a blast. I love hosting, but I'm going to be doing more, like all beer inside too. I'm trying to rotate a little bit because I'm
rotate what?
Getting expensive.
Oh, well, yeah, because you don't ask people for money. You should do it.
I can't. I'm not
five
that
bucks.
Type.
What's $5? It's either that or you go spend $30 at the fucking the bar. That's the word I was looking for.
Go. I think it's better to do a rotation. Like we're at Chateau Charlie.
Yes.
Today. So it's nice. It's something different, you know? I actually get out of the house for
I
once.
I hate having people at my house.
I noticed that. Yeah. Well, when you invited me, I said, okay. Was it like an invite, like expecting I'd say no? I just called bluff and see what happens.
No, I don't mind. If it's one person, I don't care. But
is this the second time I've ever been at your house?
Yeah. My family's never been here.
Ever?
My mom's been here like 3 times maybe.
Okay.
But that's it. Nobody else has seen my house. And I've lived here for 5 years.
Yeah, because you never had a housewarming. No.
I don't like because I still want to do a lot of renovations. And until that's done, I can't.
Don't want people to see.
I don't know. No, not at all. Not at all. So before I do renovations, probably going to be a couple years. Okay.
Because I remember you, the other guy, remains nameless there. When you were in the apartment, you had us over for a taco night. And
oh, yeah. Because he loved people.
Okay.
Talk about ponytail.
And you hate people.
I hate people.
Hilarious.
He really enjoys people. I did not.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
So I'm back and it sucks and I hate it. And I'm leaving again in 2 weeks. So
you're gone.
It's all good.
Where are you going now? Italy?
Italy.
Why didn't you just fucking stay there?
I know.
It's like, why go there to come back for 2 weeks to leave?
Just, I know.
Why didn't you just make a stop off in Iceland or something?
That would have been fucking amazing. Yeah. I should have. But I have work to do, so no.
Okay. You have like work wedding to shoot here? Okay.
Not wedding to shoot, to edit.
Mm. Couldn't you edit there? Just bring your iMac thingy? iMac thingy.
The whole box? It's like 27 inches.
Okay.
On the plane. So
whatever, just carry on. Fuck, okay. You should be allowed.
I know, for sure I could be allowed. Yeah. I don't see why not, but that does not fit in the fucking compartment. That's
and you sure. You couldn't do it with the...
No, fuck that. No way, man.
All right, cool.
So that's it. So what's up with you?
Can
we talk about you?
We can.
Okay, let's do it.
So we got a new employee, an ex... The
Marine.
Old
Ex-Marine?
Ex-Marine?
I don't know.
No, that'd be awesome, though. She's doing drills and the fucking shooting people.
Shooting people?
She's a Marine.
Okay.
Practice drills. So she used to work at the other place I used to work at.
Okay.
So she's going to be like a client services person.
Client services person. Okay.
We're 5 people in the office. We're a regional office. The head office is Vancouver. I go there all the time. But 99% of the time, I'm in this little office. With
four people. That's
four
weird.
Four psycho traders. Well,
why are they psycho?
Two psycho, two normal.
Why?
But here's the thing. Okay. The only reason I got hired was because my boss, he would constantly call. There's a 3-hour time difference. So he'd call them at 4 a.m. every day. Like the guys are like, fuck this. We can't deal with this. I want to get rid of this guy. So they hired me specifically to deal with this guy.
Oh, that's nice. Here you go, fucker.
Well, I used to work with him at the old place too.
Okay.
So I know how to deal with him. Me, 4 traders. I'm in like a reception area. I have to be separated because of regulations, noise. Security regulations, whatever. They have to have a separate.
Okay.
So you see an office, there's like 300 square feet, me and the desk, then another door, and then everything else.
Okay. So do you accept people and you're like, people enter and you're like, hello? Are you like our receptionist?
Is where I'm getting at, right? So
oh, no.
Because it's a small office, I have to.
Be the face?
I have to hold many hats. One is I'm kind of the office manager. I'm the mailroom. So I send out FedExes and stuff. And now because we have a client services person, she's taking in clients. So the place they have to come in is the fucking recep. And so I have to be, I'm essentially now a receptionist.
Oh my God. Did you get a raise?
Well, I asked for a Starbucks card. What? I go to the, there's not too many clients to come in. Like, you maybe ask one for a week.
Starbucks card?
One a week. Well, it's, I'm doing my regular hours. It's just the odd client. Well, like she'll be like, oh, there's a client coming to 10:30. So I got, okay, I can't like F around and, you know, like. Fuck on Facebook.
And you, can you please tell me how that conversation went that you asked for a fucking Starbucks card?
Well, I'm like, yo, man, I'm being a receptionist for your clients. Hook me up with something. So I'll hook you up. I'm gonna give me a Starbucks card or something.
A week or one?
No, just one. Like, oh. I'm not doing that. Like,
you're
I'm the
cheapest whore ever.
I know. I'm getting paid to. Like, okay, here are my two options, right? Option one, I'd be a team player, you know? It's a small office. You gotta play.
What does she do for you, team?
Well, she's pretty good looking, so.
She's eye candy.
Yeah, she is. Asian.
Oh my God, really?
It's over, yeah.
Oh shit. No wonder you just asked
every
for
time
Starbucks
she comes card. In, I'm like, she hands me the fetish, so I'm like,
you see? You see? Remember the universe?
There you go.
From the last episode?
If I can get her that. Oh.
There you go. The universe just delivered, man.
That would be amazing. Okay, so.
Oh my God, I can't believe this happened. It really did deliver.
Imagine. Well,
Asian girl.
Well, listen, if it delivers, I'll let you know. I could do one of two things. One, be an amiable team player, which is what I do.
Or a sucker, yeah.
Yeah, and sure. Then? Or two, be like, well, I'm not doing that. So the client comes in, they're like facing me. I'm like, I don't know, I'm not helping you. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be the biggest dick on the fucking planet Earth.
Just like on computer?
Yeah.
Excuse me, hello?
I'm not talking to you.
No habla inglés.
Where I would draw the line is getting a coffee, though. I'm not getting a coffee.
Oh, see, that I would do.
What? You're shitting on me for 10 minutes and you're like giving me shit because I don't get the coffee.
You give yourself something, too. Because if I make the coffee.
Well, that's true.
I just make myself coffee. I think that's a winner right there.
Okay, so a client walks in. I'm like, I'm here to see blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, one second. Your 10:30's here.
Oh, no. What a loser. You know that you've been waiting for that forever.
This is great. So yeah, I'm the man of many hats at work. You got anything else to talk about?
Okay, so I'm starting a new segment.
Ooh.
Not really, but hashtag girl problems. You could do guy problems if you want, okay. If you need advice on something, okay? So
what am I going to be girl problems?
Hashtag girl problems.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk about period. Okay. Periods. It's a funny thing. So I went to hang out with one of my friends the other day. And we're super close. We talk about anything and everything or whatever.
Yeah.
And we started getting into like our sex lives and how like...
Do women do that all... absent. Is that true that women do that all the time? They talk about the sex lives, the partners they've been with. They get really into detail with like what's going on and stuff.
Yeah.
Because guys don't really do that. They just say, fuck this chick or...
To each other.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they do with girls. They talk about their sex lives with girls. Anyways, so we just started talking because he just recently broke up with his girlfriend and I don't, like, I'm dating a few guys, whatever.
Yeah.
And we were talking and he kind of started insinuating that we would be a good match.
Ooh.
Smart, like, he's smart like that.
Okay.
He, like, started putting it in my head. And now I'm, like, thinking maybe I want to sleep with this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that well played?
That was very well played.
Wow.
I just don't know if it's a good idea.
No.
Thanks. See you later. It's a friend. It's a really, really good friend.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't shit where I eat. So.
Yeah. Well, that's usually I do. So.
Yeah. But how's it worked out so far?
Well, so the problem is that I'm a psychopath and sure. A sociopath.
Yes, you are.
And I have no problem with this. But I have a feeling that he might fall in love. That's the problem. So, and because we're so close, and so basically, okay, here's how the conversation went. I said that I never have fun with guys. Yeah. I have fun, but I never like, you know, finish with guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that?
And he was the type like, oh, well, if I would. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So every guy says that. Mm. Every guy says that. Mm. Oh, well, if you were with me, you wouldn't have a problem. It was like, yeah, okay, shut the fuck up, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have a feeling, because I know him, and if it's not good, quote unquote, I'll tell him. And I might break his heart.
Yeah, but hold on. It's not going to, like you said, it's not going to be good anyways, right?
Well, we don't know, for sure.
Well, okay. We're getting a little bit personal, but let's go.
I have none. Let's go. It's a podcast. Nobody knows what I'm looking like.
Okay. So if you're... Okay. I'm sure you've used certain objects on yourself.
No, I haven't. But I know what you mean. And yes.
You should try that to see if you can get off.
No. It's... I don't like that.
But wouldn't it be to see if you can?
Oh, no.
Right?
But I have. But it's not... I don't like it.
It hasn't worked?
No, I don't like it. I never understood how those things work. It's like...
Okay. It's very simple. You take the long... thing,
because
you find a hole, you stick it in the hole.
Because think about it, okay? Picture yourself as a girl using one of those things, okay? You have to like make the motion, do all the things that you got that a guy has to do.
Okay, well, since we're going full disclosure. Wait,
and at the same, what? You used one?
Not that one.
Oh, no, you used the other one.
I used the other one.
I know, you used the fleshlight. Don't ask me, podcast, why I know.
The
fleshlight.
The receiving one.
The fleshlight. Yeah. The receiving one.
The receiving one.
No, but listen.
Yeah.
It's different for a guy because you go up and down anyways.
Sure.
Like with your hand.
Yeah.
Girls, like, you're, first of all, it's way down there. You know, like, not...
I don't know what kind of like using a fucking this plumbing tool. What's it called? That big fucking metal thing they stick down the toilet there that curves around.
The fish wire.
It's like essentially you were doing the equivalent of taking a fucking fish wire and hooking it around.
No,
I don't know what kind of labyrinth you got down there.
No, I mean that your junk sticks up, so it's very easy for you guys to reach.
Sure.
For me, for girls, we have to like reach around to go like underneath. It's
You get a curved one, no? They don't have curved ones? They must have a curved one.
I don't think so. But
you have a laptop. Check it out. Later. Look it up.
Yeah, I don't know
dildo.
I don't have videos trying to fucking.
Oh, come on. They're not searching.
No, okay.
You.
So we have to go far, okay? We have to go further.
You got
to
do some crazy fucking shit. Yeah.
And you have to like pull out, pull it, like push in and stuff like that. You have to do so much. Like you can't concentrate. And then girls so hard make finish.
Don't you have the one that goes like that one?
Vibration?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. But I don't know. Guys don't vibrate in real life. If you do, go see a doctor.
No, but I'm sorry. Like a lot of women have done that, right? A lot of women use those tools and they have a lot of fun with those tools.
Right. But a lot of women are much easier to like finish or whatever.
But I'm saying, I would say when you want to experiment on yourself with different tools to see if that is possible. And if it is, then you'd be like, okay.
It is possible. I know it's possible.
So then do what you got to do with
with the fish hooks. The problem is, okay, so I can... Just guys haven't known how. Does that make sense?
Without
being like, So now I don't care. I would go into bed with this guy.
Okay.
He's attractive
and
he's fun to be around with. Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
But I'm a sociopath. I don't care. Exactly. Right? Yeah. Like if tomorrow we decide, oh, you know, let's not do this anymore, I'll be like, sure, let's not do this anymore. And it won't change my feelings towards him.
Is he a sensitive guy?
Yes.
Don't do it. I'm speaking from a sense of God. I'm speaking from a sense.
But what if he wants to?
Well, you know the outcome. What's going to happen? So you know how you are, right? He doesn't. He's going in with the fucking rose.
He knows how I am.
Yeah, whatever. I know you're psycho. He's going in with like rose colored glasses. You know what I mean? He's fucking. How long has he been thinking like that? Do you know?
Well,
because women know, right? Like if a guy's in
a while. We've been to Turks and Caicos in the past for a wedding.
Yeah.
We worked together, and he told me that he really thought that we would.
When was that?
September.
Okay.
But we've known each other for 5 years. So he invited me over to his house next Thursday.
Yeah.
For 420.
Yeah.
So Twitter, help me out. Hashtag.
Hold on. Does he listen to the show?
No, of course not.
He's going to get all his friends to fucking tweet. Go do it.
Right. So hashtag do I care?
Do I care? That's what I would say.
Okay.
That's your voice of reason right there.
All right. No, I need an opinion.
Okay.
Because Brooke, as always, she's like, do it.
I'm saying probably not a good idea.
But her exact text was, do it, because now I'm super curious.
Okay. I would say probably not, because it's not going to land up well, in my opinion. But if you want to do it, go for it.
I want to know Twitter.
Or be
would you do it, please? Tell me.
Maybe. Like,
wait, let me do the hashtags. Okay. Hashtag do it. Just that. Or hashtag don't do it. We'll know between us what we're talking about.
Yeah. But with guys, you got to be direct, right? So just say, listen, if we partake in this sexual transaction, this will happen.
That is so hot.
I'm telling you, right? Oh, yeah. We partake in this sexual transaction, there will be blah, blah, blah. You got to lay the rules down and be like, follow that shit.
Yeah. Follow that shit. Hashtag.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, you got to be fucking clear with like the, but
clear how?
If this is whatever, if this isn't working, I'm going to fucking tell you. And if it hurts you,
yeah,
that's your fucking problem.
you fucking
let's,
dick.
So now let's fuck. I'd say that would be,
put him in a mood.
That would be the circumstance. But honestly, I don't shit where I eat. I think it's a bad idea.
Okay. Because, yeah, let's keep in mind that I didn't say anything. He brought it on to himself, to himself.
No, but he implanted the seed.
Yeah.
But was that seed there at all? Like, remotely?
Well, the first time we met 5 years ago, we spoke, like, pretty much nonstop for, like, 2 months. And I had a huge crush on him. 5 years ago, though.
There we go.
Then it was, like, whatever. Then we became super good friends.
I think Portugal changed you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Okay, that was my thing. So, yeah.
That's a good fucking dilemma.
Yeah. Hashtag girl problems. Yeah. Which is funny because that's a mean girl problem when I'm like, should I? Should I not? Like, I have all options.
Like, pretty much.
I'm not like a guy that's like, oh, but I want to.
I want
but
to.
She doesn't should want happen. To.
You ladies have the...
I love being a woman. It's great. All control.
Have the control power. Until sex bots become a thing.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
Then you're done.
It's going to suck.
Done.
Did you know that there's a sex box? A sex box. Bot now that reacts to you? Like, if you call its name, it'll answer you?
It's not the same. It sounds like a computer, I'm sure. It's like, oh, yeah, do me. Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, apparently it's like a woman's
You're
voice.
You're so hot. Oh, I'm coming now. Are you coming? Because I'm coming. This is so great. Like, how the fuck do you get off on that? I can't get off on that.
Apparently, it responds only to you. Like, meaning, like, only if you say something. So you'll be like, hey, Samantha. She'll be like, yes.
Funny you say Samantha. I think that's creepy. The movie Her. That was the thing with the, like, when he's marrying
apparently it exists. It's $5,000.
When he went with his OS, dated his operating system.
Okay. That's so weird.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. Yeah.
And there's three modes. I heard that on another podcast.
There's got to be a horror mode.
No, there's romantic mode, family mode, and friendship mode or something.
One horror mode.
Wait, what's family mode?
That's like you fuck your sister or something.
Like the kids are coming. Please behave.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that much
family
closer.
Family mode's weird. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't have that kind of dilemma. Fuck, I wish.
Next time, hashtag guy problems.
There you go. Guy problems. Like
Asian girl. Asian girl.
Asian girl. Asian girl. This girl's going to suck my dick. What do I do? Do it? Do I not do it?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, what's my fucking dilemma?
Yeah. Okay, but wait.
Okay.
Oh, I have a dilemma for you.
Okay.
Random.
Sure.
Let's like totally not talk about what you have to talk about.
No, no problem. Go for it.
What if a girl has a cold sore? Do you let her go down on you?
Is she like whatever,
flaring?
Flaring?
Yeah.
No. No way. Condom.
Condom?
Yeah.
Let her go down with you on a with you?
With you. I'll go down on myself too at the same time. I'm flexible.
Let her go down on you on
I would
with
say condom, maybe double wrap it even.
Double condom.
Double wrap it, yeah.
There's no way you feel
and
anything.
And put like a condom on the like the legs and everything, but like a towel.
The guy that I'm seeing said do it and I didn't.
He wanted to.
He's like, what are the chances? I'm like, if there is chance, want it?
No. I mean, just fucking give me a hand job or something at that point.
Oh, you might as well just do nothing.
I'll take what I can get.
Okay.
Foot job.
Mind.
Foot job. Elbow job.
Foot job.
Whatever you got.
So fucking weird.
Hey, some guys like foot jobs.
Knee jobs? No. I met a guy knee jobs.
Some guys are into thigh jobs. Fucking the thighs?
How? Oh, like in between?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, there's all kinds of crazy shit.
So fucking random. That's funny.
There you go.
No,
work
I met a guy
with hashtag
with
work
the
those
knee.
Thighs.
Work those thighs.
Knee job. I haven't heard a knee one, no.
Yeah, into the knee.
Huh.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm out. See ya.
All right, so you just came back from Portugal.
I did.
You don't have a job anymore.
Nope.
So, Charlie, we got to find you a job. So,
are we doing Help Wanted?
You were doing Help Wanted. We helped Brooke.
Help
we helped
wanted.
Brooke.
Help
she's Brooke now, we happy to announce that she's removing venom from poisonous snakes in the Sahara.
In the Sahara?
And weekend, she works as a wedding crasher.
That's fucking cool, man. She's loving it, and she's getting paid $3 an hour.
Yeah, and at the same time, she's being a surrogate for somebody. Multitask.
Wow. Jeez. Venom and a surrogate?
Yeah. Frego venom extractor. All right.
Okay, do I do my little intro?
Help on it! Help on it! Help on it!
Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh.
If you're looking for a job.
Okay.
This would be actually probably be good for carp, but we're looking for a beard mentor.
A beard mentor?
Beard mentor. I've had a mustache and beard off and on over the years, and I've tried styling it in the past, but I just can't seem to get it to the next level. I'm looking for some pro tips with this, as well as possibly some styling services by someone with skilled hands. Well, you know, Carp's busy with his beard all the time.
Oh my God, I hate that.
Please submit me your beard mustache resume.
No.
Yes.
What?
Also, if you have pictures of your achievements, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm currently having trouble with getting my handlebar working correctly as mustache, as well as keeping my sideburns even. This is SRS, BSNS, serious business.
Oh,
as I have been informed, I need to style it up, shave it off, or lose my job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or lose my job.
Yeah, I work in an adult daycare.
That's what he says?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's so funny.
So
I would love to know who answered that.
Yeah. So
beard. And what does a CV look like?
Well, I have an extensive resume in beards. All right. So that's your first opportunity.
Okay.
Your second one.
Wait. Did you secretly insinuate that I have a beard and mustache?
No, you're good. You're good.
I do. Okay, go ahead.
Do you ever work with hair?
No.
Nobody's hair? Okay. Well, maybe
Brooke did.
Maybe Brooke could. Does Brooke do beards?
I don't know. Maybe.
We'll find out. Okay. Well, this is more of a jokey one, but you never know.
Oh, because the first one was super serious.
So this guy's specifically seeking a bodyguard named Betty. I am a Paul Simon fan in my mid-30s. As my name is Al, for the past 20 years, I've been searching for a friend named Betty, with whom I could sing the Paul Simon song, You Can Call Me Al, because I will be your Betty, you can call me Al.
And there's no way that he can just call any girl Betty?
Apparently, this guy has to be legit. Imagine how much fun we could have singing along with the lyrics and pointing at each other when our names are mentioned. We could sing it together on road trips with the windows down, at home with our stereos crack loud. We can smile at each other knowingly when it's played in gas stations and grocery stores and text each other when we're apart when it comes on the radio.
Oh my God.
I'm especially looking forward to acting on our own version of the classic Paul Simon Chevy Chase music video. We could post it on YouTube.
Oh my God.
Just to be clear, I'm not really looking for a bodyguard. That's a lyric from the song, ha ha ha. Just a friend named Betty.
It's even worse.
It's kind of like Strictly Platonic. If you want, maybe we could sing other Paul Simon songs at some point. But I'd really rather we stick to our namesakes. You can call me Al. Of course, I want proof of your name is really Betty. So when we meet, I'll need to see a state-issue photo ID with the name. I'll also accept Elizabeth, Roberta, or Beatrix. Please write back soon. I can't wait to hang out.
Oh my God. It's too bad my name isn't Betty. I would love to sing a song like that.
But wouldn't it get old after like a day?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every day, like, hey, the song's on. Like, it's been a fucking month. Can you, like,
pregnant, like, over the stove? And you're like, fuck, it's been 40 years. I don't know why it took me 40 years to get pregnant, but.
You're like 80 years old. Popping out my first kid, diamonds. Oh, my arthritis.
I'm not 40. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, we need a jogging partner.
Oh.
Maybe you can help with this. Yeah, because you've been working out there, you know?
No.
Okay. I'm looking for a person of athletic build, or you're out, to help me. I'm looking for a person with athletic build to help me get in shape. I hate exercising with a passion. So the plan of action is this. I ingest Rufinol. I think it's roofies. So I ingest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you strap my body to yours, limb to limb using Velcro, and take me along for a jog 3 nights a week.
No.
If you're capable and interested, email me so we can discuss the fee. So,
oh my God, would that even work?
No. No, you're not moving. You'd be dragging the guy on the floor. Yeah. Fuck.
Pretty much.
So yeah, you got to roofie the guy and then fucking take him for a jog.
Oh my God. You have to be a man-ish woman.
Yeah. Maybe the guy's looking for a guy. Maybe let's pretend it's a woman looking for a woman. There you go.
Still.
Strap a chick to your back and fucking. Or you could be a Jedi.
What?
Somebody needs a Jedi to induce labor. I'm nearing towards my due date and I am miserable. My child is 9 pounds now and I have still 2 weeks to go.
Oh my God.
I was hoping that tonight's full moon would do the trick. This child is snug as a bug in my uterus. I'm looking for somebody who possesses Jedi powers to use their mind tricks on my child to convince him to come out early.
That's amazing.
The sooner the better. If you are a master of the ways of Jedi, please help me deliver this child. Many thanks, and may the Force be with you.
I want to be a Jedi. I'm going to do it. I can totally do that.
Okay, we got a couple more. Are you a ghost surfing the web?
Not only are you a ghost, but you're also surfing the web.
Surfing the web. Documentary-style program is looking to contact a ghost on the internet. If you are dead and reading this, please respond.
Wait, please read the last sentence again.
If you are dead and reading this, please respond. What is your name? How did you pass away? And why are you surfing the internet?
Can we answer this person, please?
Sure. I'm curious how many people.
I'm curious how many dead people responded.
Yeah, they're like on Craigslist, checking out like nothing better to do.
I wonder if anyone's looking for me.
Okay. And our last one. I think you're going to like this. I think this is yours.
Okay.
Cat Holder Downer.
I'm intrigued.
I'm new in town and need somebody to help me for about half an hour while I give my rockin' awesome cat a haircut. I don't want to pay a groomer $75 and don't want to stress my fantastic feline out, taking him somewhere he's not comfortable.
Okay.
He is very docile and does not mind this procedure, but it's a two-man job that I'm short a reliable person to operate it. All I need you to do is this. 1, be cool. 2, dig cats. 3, hold my cat down for half an hour.
Wow.
He, 1, rocks. 2, will not bite, scratch, urinate, defecate, or molest, harry, or pillage your forearm region. He will, 1, lick, 2, headbutt, and
that's
3.
That's a lot of numbers.
And 3, give aforementioned area loving attention.
Wow.
This needs to be done at my apartment, and I will compensate you with beer, good music, stimulating conversation, and $10.
Wow. And $10.
It's not much. But you're doing it because this will make a great story. I think he's right. You may bring a companion.
Ooh.
Alert the authorities of your whereabouts and do anything else you need to make sure you feel safe. I will not monetarily compensate any colleagues you bring, however. Said cohorts may help themselves to one of the following options. 1, alcoholic beverages and 1 snack.
1 snack.
2, 2 non-alcoholic beverages and 1 snack. 3, unlimited ice cold water and 2 snacks. Also, you may choose to watch television and or listen to my massive collection of vintage contemporary vinyl while grooming is being performed. Let me know you're not a weirdo, creep show, and or otherwise sketchball in your reply. This is life, low-hanging bucket list adventure for you all. And he actually has a diagram of his cat and how he would like the cat to be held.
What? I want to see.
So here's the cat.
He drew it.
He drew the cat. He's like,
cat. You holding cat.
You holding cat, and then the cutting apparatus.
Wow. Good times, he says. That kind of sounds interesting. I kind of want to meet the guy only.
See, okay. That's as an animal lover, I figure you'd probably
That we have so many jobs, can I pick 2 or?
You can absolutely pick 2. Options are?
Yeah.
Beard mentor. Bodyguard named Betty.
Mm-hmm. That one I already lost because he wants proof.
Yeah. Well, you could forge an ID, but that'd be a little...
Oh, working. Boy. I really want to be that bodyguard.
I really want to be that fucking bodyguard. Jogging partner.
Okay.
Jedi needed to induce labor.
Okay.
A ghost on the web.
Right. Kind of lost that one, too.
Or cat holder downer.
Okay. So I lost 2 automatically, because 1,
you're not a ghost.
I'm not a ghost.
And 2...
I'm not dead. And I'm not Betty. So that sucks. I lost another one because I don't have a beard. And I have no idea how to mentor a beard, a beard mentor.
You won't fake it till you make it?
Not in this case. Okay. So I'm totally going to be a Jedi. And yes, I know what I just said. I am a Jedi. Come out of the vagina.
Vagina.
And I'm going to clean that cat.
That seems like a fun thing to do. The guy seems cool.
I'm really curious, though, what the snacks are.
Yeah, see, I'll do it depending on snack amount. And say, 1, I would like chips. 2, Snicker. Give them the fucking list.
I will not come unless I have these snacks. Thank you. Bye.
Literally, I won't come.
True.
Unless I have snacks.
So true. Maybe that's what it is.
You need to eat in bed.
Maybe.
You should try it. Maybe that's it.
Shit.
Popcorn.
I think we just like.
Popcorn.
Oh, man.
Guys, don't get going down on you. You're eating popcorn.
He's got a terrible mental image.
Done. Something falls. He's got something to eat later.
Man, this episode was a huge breakthrough.
All right. Let's end on that note. Plugs, final thoughts. Go.
You can find us on the web. But not if you're a ghost.
Could you be a little bit more specific?
At stfupodcast.com.
There you go.
You can also find us on Twitter. Go follow me at the STFU podcast.
Go follow me at STFU old school.
Yeah. And where can they listen?
A lot of places. Straight from the website. They could also find us on the brand new trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can also find great shows like Wrestlecast, which I now host.
Yes.
Wrestlecast Live. It now. Yeah. It got some good feedback for the first episode.
Ooh.
The Tuts Experience and
I'll Be Inside.
I'll Be Inside. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on YouTube, Google Play Music. Yep. That's fixed.
And
you can find all those links.
iTunes too.
Yeah, iTunes. STFUpodcast.com. And also click on the Amazon link. Help support the show. Allow Charlie to buy a beer because I just took half of her beer. So she needs to restock the fridge. Click on the link.
Yeah, go on stfupodcast.com and go on Amazon and shop.
And buy stuff.
Like you would normally do.
Do
but
that.
Using our link.
Do it.
Yay. Okay. See you guys later.
Bye.
Peace out. If you would be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you.